their life in Pakistan or Afghanistan in danger, they're just coming to have a better life, to live in human ways, not in animal ways. What's the difference between animal and human? They're just shooting them. That's why they are risking their life coming by boat and being a refugee.
That's Sima Mohammadi, a 19-year-old woman from Afghanistan who came to Australia as a refugee with her parents, whom she now lives with in Narrakot. Her husband is living in Pakistan, along with many other Afghanis who fled their country to escape the Taliban.
He's the same religion and the same ethnic group as me.
Is he coming over here anytime soon?
Hopefully soon. I'm just waiting for him.
Recently, you just went back to Pakistan, where he is at the moment, to see him. How was that?
The whole trip was really good, but the condition up there is really bad. I mean, people are just fighting and they are just killing. I'm just worried about him. It wasn't safe, the whole trip. My tickets were for 9 months, but I had to come earlier because they did not give me visa to stay.
So how long did you stay for?
5 months.
Did you come to Australia from Pakistan?
Yes, I have come from Pakistan, but I am originally from Afghanistan.
What are the reasons for him not being able to come here at the moment, even though you're married?
The application has to be processed or something like that. He just can't come like that. I have sent the application form to Dubai, but they are taking too long. It's so unbelievable that they know the situation, and I can't do anything. My mind is not in here. I'm here, but my mind is with him.
How are you coping?
Really bad. I'm just having all the time migraine because I'm not working really.
Do you mind if I ask if your marriage was arranged?
No, it's not an arranged marriage thing. I love him.
When you were in Pakistan visiting him, what were some of the conditions you saw that had changed compared to when you originally left there?
There was lots of things has been changed. Before when we were there, the condition was good. We came in 2006. But now it has been like nearly 5 years. They can't go like from Narrakot to Adelaide, 4 hours drive. They can't do that because they will get killed easily. They are aiming everyone. I don't know why is that. They are just killing everyone, like innocent people that they haven't done anything with them, especially the young ones.
How did it make you feel about living in Australia?
On 29th, my flight was from Karachi to Bangkok. Then on that night, two people got killed. The whole place was shut down and I was really scared, wanting to cry. Then he just said, it's a normal thing in here. It always happens, so don't be afraid.
This is your husband?
Yeah.
By living in Pakistan this long, he's now used to the fact that people just die at night?
Yeah, that's why he sent me over here, so my life should be safe.
So when you see other refugees and asylum seekers coming over to Australia, what do you think?
Their life in Pakistan or Afghanistan in danger, they're just coming to have a better life, to live in human ways, not in animal ways. They're just shooting them. That's why they are risking their life coming by boat and being a refugee.
So you used to live in Pakistan before you moved over to Australia. Yeah. How much had it changed?
The most bad thing for me to see the graveyard, it was full of people, just the young ones, because the picture was displayed. And they just got shot. Every woman, like in the graveyard, was crying because there was the young son.
When people come over here as asylum seekers or refugees, but mainly as asylum seekers, do you think that they would prefer to spend time in a detention centre, even if it's for up to 2 years, than to stay living in Pakistan?
I think yes, because if they do live in Pakistan, they will get killed. So what's the point of being there? Rather than being in a detention centre in a safe place so you could live in human ways, even though you have everything there.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, and hopefully we'll catch up with you when your husband arrives and tell a happier story.
Thank you. I'm hoping for that too. I will tell you my happy ending story when he comes here.